Hey there, sports history fans. Arnie Chapman of Fantasy Football Origin Stories here to tell you about a new way to play fantasy football this upcoming season. Tailgate Fantasy Sports is the game you've been waiting for. It's a new type of fantasy football that's totally free and easy to play. Just sign up with your email, pick your favorite NFL team, and set a three-man lineup using only players from that team. Rotate two players each week and add power-ups to boost your players' scores. The best part? One random power-up drops every week. Now, it's not going to replace your existing leagues. In fact, it might be the way to get some of your favorite players on your home team. Because we all know how hard it is to get your hometown team's players in your home league, right? That is, if you truly follow some semblance of an ADP. I mean, come on. You think I'm getting Amon-Ra the Sun God at market value in my home league? Pick number 7? You gotta be kidding me, dude. Get all the rules over at tailgatefantasysports.com. But the real action happens at tailgatefantasy.io. Tailgate Fantasy Sports, where true fans rule the game. Join now and help us put the word fan back into fantasy football.
On December 16th, 1945, Emil Bossert, the Cleveland Municipal Stadium's groundkeeper, said, "There's nothing that could have been done about it. Nothing at all. The field just froze up on us, pure and simple." And we'll hear what happened with that frozen field in 45, as well as the Canton Bulldogs repeating as champs, Y.A. Tittle scores 6 touchdowns, and a team from Rhode Island takes home the NFL title. All coming up on your football history headlines, December 16th, in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to your football history headlines on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. And we're going to talk about in this edition is the date of December 16th. And we'll start off in the year 1923, and the Chicago Bears and the Milwaukee Badgers tied in the final game of the season, 7-all. The significance of this was that it became official that the Canton Bulldogs would repeat as champions in the NFL, as Canton finished with a season record of 11 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie, per Scorum.com. The Bulldogs technically locked up the title in their final game on December 9th, but it became official on this date when the season's closing game of the Badgers and the Bears was completed. December 16, 1928. The Providence Steamrollers franchise won the National Football League Championship title as they posted a record of 8-1-2. That era of NFL football had the team with the best record at the end of the season being declared as a champs. The Steamroller, according to the NFL.com article, had plenty of star players on that era of football on their roster. Men like Jimmy Konzelman, the Cronin brothers Bill and Jack, heavyweight champion Gus Sonnenberg at running back, and one of my personal favorites, tailback George Wildcat Wilson. Providence had an awesome defense too, as they only allowed 42 points to be scored on them all season long, including 5 complete shutouts. December 16, 1945 at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. With temperatures at near zero and the field covered with snow, the Cleveland Rams played their last game before moving out to Los Angeles. It happened to be the 1945 NFL Championship game against the Washington Redskins. In preparation for the weather before the game, Cleveland brass had nearly 9,000 bales of straw covering the field to protect it from the weather, per the LA Times archived article. With an army of volunteers, the Cleveland faithful removed the straw-covered ice and snow from the frozen turf. Washington had an interesting predicament before the game also started, as the NFL's leading passer on the season, Sammy Baugh, had a nagging rib injury he suffered in a prior game. But as a backup at quarterback, they had Frank Philcock, who was the leading passer the year earlier. Baugh fumbled on the first offensive play for the Redskins and threw an errant pass from his own end zone in desperation, which was ruled as a safety for committing the foul behind his own goal line. The Rams gave their fans a great memory as they edged out the Washington Redskins 15-14 on that day. What a way for the franchise to leave a city. It almost makes one think, is it better to leave Cleveland like they did? The championship trophy in hand? Or the way Art Modell moved the Browns away from to Baltimore when they won a Super Bowl within 5 seasons removed from Cleveland? You tell us, Cleveland fans, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. December 16, 1946, Bob Fenimore from the University of Oklahoma A&M was the first pick in the 1947 NFL draft by the Chicago Bears. December 16, 1962, New York Giants quarterback Y.A. Tittle sets the NFL's passing touchdowns in a season record when he threw 6 scoring strikes in 1 game against the Dallas Cowboys to put his season total at 33. The Giants signal caller had a total of 346 yards passing on the day with 2 interceptions as New York outscored Dallas 41-31 per the ProFootballReference.com website. December 16, 1972. The Miami Dolphins closed out the 1972 regular season with a 16-0 blanking of the Baltimore Colts. The significance, of course, is that day they became the first undefeated NFL team with a perfect 14-0 record per ESPN.com in the Super Bowl era. The Dolphins went on to defeat the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII on January 14, 1973 to go undefeated in the postseason too, so not to be the only team since the AFL-NFL merger to do so. The 2007 New England Patriots got close with a 16-0 regular season, but they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. December 16, 1973, O.J. Simpson became the first NFL running back to rush for 2,000 yards in the season as he did it in a 14-game regular season for the Buffalo Bills. December 16, 1979, at Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas, legendary quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Roger Staubach, threw 3 touchdown passes for a total of 336 yards in his last NFL regular season game with the Cowboys. DFW.CBSLocal.com tells us in their article that the Cowboys trailed the Redskins on the scoreboard by 17 points during the first half. Dallas needed every bit of Roger the Dodgers' efforts for the comeback, too, as the Cowboys edged out the Redskins 35-34 for the win. We'll just take a short break from our football history headlines for a second. Just to remind you, we have a great website, pigskindispatch.com, where you can find all these football history headlines, plus more positive football on all of your great heroes of the game and all the great things that they do. We also can be reached at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now, I'm also a member of the Sports History Network, where we have a great group of podcasters and bloggers that get together and talk about sports history. And here's a message from one of them right now.
Hi folks, are you curious about some of the unique players, teams, games, and events of pro football's past? If you are, please check out my bi-weekly podcast, The Pigskin Past. I'm Joe Zagorski, a member of the Pro Football Writers of America and the Pro Football Researchers Association. I've written 3 books about pro football history, and I'm currently writing my 4th. Now my era of expertise is the 1970s in the NFL. Heck, I even have a Facebook page by that title, and my very first book also has the same title, The NFL in the 1970s. But every now and then I check out a different era, so I might surprise you. Anyway, if you like pro football history, please check out my bi-weekly segment here called The Pigskin Past when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy it.
December 16, 2013, the 79th Heisman Trophy Award went to Jameis Winston, Florida State's talented quarterback. Heisman.com tells us that Jameis was the first freshman to have his team win the national championship and win the Heisman in the same season. On the year, Winston threw for 3,820 yards and 38 touchdowns. December 16, 2019, Drew Brees went 20 of 30 in his passes for 307 yards and 4 touchdowns for a record 96.7% pass completion against the Indianapolis Colts. In doing so, Brees also broke former Colt Peyton Manning's NFL record of 539 career touchdown passes as New Orleans Saints buried Indianapolis 34-7. It's time for those birthday celebrations of our Hall of Famers for this December 16th, and we'll start off in 1913 from the country of Greece. Gus Zarnas, the guard from Ohio State University, was born. Zarnas was no ordinary lineman. According to the footballfoundation.org website, the Buckeyes would run trick plays using Zarnas as an offensive weapon. Remember, he's a guard. The story goes that in 1937 game opposing Indiana University, Gus came off his guard position, took a handoff from one of the backs, and threw a forward pass for a 57-yard completion to a teammate. Gus received All-America honors in 1937, not just for his tricks, but also for his solid blocking and all-around solid play. The National Football Foundation selected Gus Zarnas to enter the College Football Hall of Fame in 1975. December 16, 1914, Chicago, Illinois. The Northwestern University's fine guard Steve Reed came into this life. Reed was a captain and a three-year letterman for the Wildcats and received All-American criteria for his great line work. His best skill set was pulling and blocking ahead of ball carriers. Steve Reed found his way into the legendary museum of the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1985. December 16, 1962, from Lubbock, Texas, the safety from the University of Texas, Jerry Gray, celebrates his birthday. Jerry, who was a two-time All-American selection, who had 297 career tackles and 16 interceptions while with the Longhorns. The NFL voters chose Jerry Gray to be inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. December 16, 1963, Liverpool, New York. Tim Green, a defensive tackle from Syracuse University, came into this world. Green was a two-time academic All-America as he registered 24 collegiate sacks in his career. Tim Green was selected by the NFF to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002. After school, Tim was a first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons, taken 17th overall in 1986. We're glad you could join us today for these football history headlines, and we don't want you to miss the show tomorrow for December 17th's football history headlines, because we are going to talk about a big one, the very first played NFL championship game in history in 1933, and it had an exciting finish, and it's still talked about today because of the controversy that was in it. So make sure you don't miss it, so hit that subscribe button, or check us out daily at pigskindispatch.com. You can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and get on our email list. We'll fire it right into your email box every morning. Or you can go to the sportshistorynetwork.com and check out this podcast, plus many other ones with some great hosts and great sports history events and guests that'll keep you entertained all day long. So make sure you check out one of those, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.